Good morning. It is 10:06 here on 980 WCAP, and you are tuning into Chamber Chat with the Greater Lowell Chamber of Commerce. I'm Danielle McFadden, president of the chamber, and Dot Richards is back as my co-host.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, glad to have you back. You were on with me 2 weeks ago.
I think two weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're coming back, so you must have had a good time.
Back for more fun.
So excited. And, of course, Dot is with Cards by Dot, powered by Send Out Cards, and she's a new board member of the chamber. And we have Cynthia Smith here from Element Care, who's also a board member.
Yes.
How much fun. And I was just with you at the Mass Hire Workforce board meeting.
Right. Right.
They just changed their name. So, yeah, I know. So it's good stuff. So let's talk a little bit about Element Care.
Great. So Element Care is a nonprofit that was established in Lynn, Massachusetts in 1994. It was originally called Elder Service Plan of the North Shore. Mm-hmm. And as you can tell, that's quite a mouthful every time we have to say the name of our company. So in 2014, they changed the name to Element Care. A lot of people call us Element, mm-hmm. not to be confused with the massage group, but we are Element Care. And we provide a program called PACE, which is Program of All-Inclusive Care for the Elderly. And we have about 1,000 or more participants over 8 different sites in the Merrimack Valley and North Shore. Yes.
And that was a nice, smart thing about changing your name, too, because that way you can kind of expand your geographic region as well without having to...
Exactly.
Explain. Oh, yes. Well, we originated here.
And yes. Yeah. It was a big deal to make that name change.
Yeah, it's
so
great.
It was fun, though, to have that be part of that process.
I bet because you had, were you part of the process of like figuring out what the name was going to be?
And, yes.
Yeah.
We had contests.
Fun.
And yeah. Nobody came even close to figuring out what it was going to be.
It's all right, though. It's fun.
Yes.
What is the PACE model of care and how does it work?
So PACE, as I said, is Program of All-Inclusive Care for the Elderly. It was actually started in the 70s in the San Francisco area by a dentist who had parents that were in need of a lot of different kinds of care. And so he was schlepping them all over different towns and trying to get the services for them. And he came up with this idea of having this all-inclusive model where a medical team would actually be in a building. So then instead of people having to go to all different places, that the coordinated care could be in one location. And that was how it was born. And now there's about 150, I'm not sure exactly how many because it changes every day, PACE programs throughout the country. So we're funded now through Medicare and Medicaid, and it's a national model of care.
Well, that sounds awesome because I can picture people that normally would have to run from doctor's office to doctor's office to doctor's office to be able to get it all done in one place and coordinate appointments would be awesome.
Right, right. It is pretty amazing process to see it. I've been with the company for 5.5 years, and I've seen some wonderful people that work for the organization, but also some pretty interesting transitions of those that have come into our program.
And you said 150 programs throughout the country, but I thought that number would be way more. This is still pretty cutting edge stuff.
It is, yeah. And we're like one of the originals
that has this amazing
coordinated care. But when you think about it, we service an entire group. There's also other organizations in Massachusetts. We're one of the largest. So we provide care. It's not just 150. It's 150 with broad locations that they service,
gotcha.
Too.
Yep. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. But still, I mean, we're so lucky to have you in the area. And your closest location to Lowell is in downtown Lowell.
It is almost like literally a block away. Right. So I walked here.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yes. Yeah. That was our 8th site. So we actually have 4 sites in Lynn, 1 in Beverly, 1 in Gloucester, 1 in Methuen, and then the Lowell site as well.
4 sites in Lynn?
That was the original location. And each site can only... The nice thing about this is the medical team. There's a medical team called the interdisciplinary team, which is a group of medical specialists and professionals. And they meet at the site every morning and sometimes in the afternoon as well to discuss the plan of care that each individual has been given. And so they can... Each geriatrician at the site can only have 150 what we call participants. Mm. So it's a very small group of individuals that we take care of, and that's what makes it so specialized as well.
And they come every day?
So the PACE program has a whole group of services that we provide. There's an adult day health program. Mm-hmm. We've got the medical team, social workers, a geriatrician, RNs, behavioral health, nutrition, occupational physical therapy. We provide transportation and medications.
Wow.
So, and we coordinate all of that. So to answer your question, yes, they can come to Adult Day Health, but when they come in, the team does what's called a plan of care. It's individualized. It's flexible. We work with the families to come up with what is the best mm-hmm. approach to providing care for these people. So some may come 5 days a week. Some may come one day a week. Some people come once a month. It really depends on what their needs are.
That's great. Right.
Who's eligible for PACE and how much does it cost?
So the eligibility for PACE is that you have to be 55 or older. You have to live within the service area. Mm-hmm. You have to be screened by our nurse as needing care in the home. So essentially the PACE program is to keep people living in their home as long as possible and out of nursing homes and hospitals. So they have to need care in the home. In terms of ADLs, activities of daily living. Mm-hmm. So that could be, you know, bathing. It could be eating. It could be mobility. It could be toileting, things like that. They're going to need that level of care. So they're going to be the more frail elders, anything from someone who's really frail to someone who is marginally frail but still would qualify for those particular conditions. And then also they have to be living safely and within the community, so they can't be a danger to themselves or someone else.
That makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. And what is the cost for the PACE program?
So the majority of our participants are on MassHealth, and so there is no charges, no copay, no out-of-pocket expenses for that group of individuals, and that's the majority of who we serve. But there's also a private pay portion for those individuals, and then for those that are just Medicare only, there's our options for them to pay into the program as well. So there's PACE really could be for almost anyone that meets the medical qualifications.
Let's talk a little bit about how the PACE program is impacting people's lives, because you're talking about something really wonderful, so kind of something that will help hit home a little bit with us.
This is actually my favorite thing to talk about. In the 5.5 years I've been with the program, I've seen some pretty extraordinary things happen with individuals. As I said, they come in with frail issues, and because they receive all of this kind of care, it's individualized care, they get socialization at the Adult Day Health, they get meals, two meals a day, one hot meal. They thrive in this environment, and they also have this team that is monitoring them, and I say that in a friendly way, that is really seeing what's happening. It could be even the driver noticing somebody limping, you know, in mm-hmm. to get in the bus, and there's something that we can observe. The PACE program also, our PACE program, does a PACE Olympics once a year. And so we get all the sites all geared up to this Olympics, and we actually have a big facility in Danvers we go to, and they all compete against each other. And you can see the levels of medical care and interest and fun happening just as a result of that alone. We really have some pretty extraordinary changes. Some people lose weight. Some people, the blood pressure comes down. So there's a lot of things that really change a lot in terms of for better for those that are part of the program.
I'm sure the socialization piece of it, too, is huge for people that were just in their homes.
Yes, and we're going to be providing, games and educational programs and music and, we do bingo even.
Yeah.
So things like that that make people really excited about coming to visit with us. And even our bingo is going to be something a little bit educational. It's not your traditional. So we try to do things that are going to be fun, interesting, but also they're going to help their minds. Mm-hmm. We work with also Alzheimer's participants. So the level of care could be somebody who's, as I said, who has not as much extensive medical care, but also someone who has Alzheimer's. So we're all trained. The medical staff is trained in that aspect as well.
And the building's fitted for that too.
Yes. The different sites have different areas for adult, for those that have Alzheimer's as well.
And to talk a little bit more about the Lowell location, you have a beautiful rooftop deck.
We opened the Lowell office in 2015. We're, as I said, right on Central Street, 166 Central Street. We're in a Victorian Gothic building that used to be a bank, and it's owned by a vascular surgeon. And he partnered with us to actually make the building specific to our PACE program. So we have three floors. The building itself is 40,000 square feet, but we're in 30,000 square feet on three floors. And it's a beautiful,
it
beautiful
is.
Building. That also, they utilize a lot of the architecture that is back to the original piece, even the columns mm-hmm. in the building, and they maintain some of the original brickwork on the walls to show what it was like. So it's one of my favorite things to go through the building is to show people all about it. And the outside is still the Victorian Gothic example. And it is a beautiful building, and we encourage people to come and visit us.
Yes, for sure. We've had a board meeting there. And I'm thinking maybe in the spring we could do something with the deck in Mill City Groves because you have a garden out there.
Wouldn't that be fun? Yes, we just had that. We partnered with Mill City Groves to develop a garden on our roof, which is extraordinary that we have a roof top.
Yes, it sure is.
In itself. And so now our participants, that's one of the programs that they can actually be part of, is growing, harvesting, and taking care of their own fruits, vegetables, and herbs. And then we had our rooftop party where we utilized some of the items from that to show what people, you know, what we can make for that as well.
Yeah, and I found out that you are a chef du jour.
Well,
oh
only
my
for that.
Gosh.
I'm the appetizer girl.
Oh my gosh, the food that Cynthia put out.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that was it was a lot of fun.
What was that? I'm going to say the word wrong. Gazpacho?
Gazpacho. So
oh,
that
okay.
yeah,
I said it
right. So it's a cold soup with all vegetables and a tomato base in it. And it was nice cuz it highlighted a lot of the things that we grow, you know,
yeah.
the green peppers and tomatoes and you know, so that was really fun.
I'm like still dreaming about that. It was so good.
I'm looking forward to checking this out in the spring.
I know.
Spring better come quick.
Yeah, really.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, you can come in the winter, too. We're open even in the winter. We're open year-round. So our program actually is 24-7. Our program, the PACE program, is 24-7.
Mm-hmm.
So even though our program is, the adult day health is, you know, 8 to 4 or 5 days a week, each person has access to a medical team 24-7.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. So we are their medical care. We take care of all of their medical care that they get now. So we become their insurance.
Wow, that's great. So for somebody listening who has a loved one that they think would be good for the program, what's the process like for them to find out more information and for you to meet their loved one?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm going to give you a phone number first because that's the easiest way.
Okay.
It's 877-803-5564. I'm going to repeat it, 877-803-5564. Now, if you miss that, you can just look up Element Care online.
Yeah.
You can also just stop by our building. And we have an enrollment specialist that will go out and meet with an individual, or mm-hmm. they can come to our building. And we have a nurse as well. So the process is they would be evaluated medically, and then we would get the information that's necessary, and that's sent to the state. And then if they are eligible for the program, we would start them on the first of the month. And it's about almost a two-month process now to get into the program.
I was just going to ask about that.
Yeah, that's expanded a little bit. So I tell people, don't wait if you've got medical conditions and you think this might be a program for you, to really look into it sooner than later. And I encourage everybody to find out what they're eligible for in terms of their medical care, because there's a lot of services out there, PACE being one of them. And, of course, I think it's one of the best. But to find out what you're eligible for and get that care that you might have, that you might not know about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in this time of year, a lot of times families are getting together. Maybe they don't live around here and they're visiting mom and dad. And that's the time of year when people are finding, maybe they're slowing down a little bit, or you know, they're not as quick as they used to be, or the house isn't as clean, or just they're unkept. And so it's good to, while you're all together as a family, start talking about this type of thing. And,
exactly.
Yeah.
And the things that we see also is not only the changes in the participants that we serve, but the families that are taking care of them. We've had people say that I have my life back for the mm-hmm. first time, because this coordinated care now takes the burden off them and they get to be the family member again.
Yes.
And yet we still work with them, you know, in terms of how this care is taken care of. So it's really a wonderful coordinated effort on the part of the families that we work with to service those people that we serve.
Yeah, peace of mind is a huge thing that you can't put a price tag on.
It's so
and
true.
And to know that your loved
so
one is
true.
Safe and,
yes.
and happy and,
it is.
And changing for the positive. I mean, that's
right.
huge.
Yes. Yes.
That's great. Anything else that you want the listeners to know about Element Care and the PACE program?
Well, I'd just love to give a quick snapshot.
Please
we have
do.
A PACE advocate that is named Chicky. She's actually agreed to be our representative, and she has she was in Lynn and was in a really tough situation, and she was told about the PACE program. It took her a long time to get interested in it, to even be willing to do it, but she's had incredible changes, and before and after, we actually show pictures of her. Mm-hmm. And she was a representative at the Mass PACE program and was a speaker, and she brought the house down.
Wow.
By her speech.
Amazing.
And the changes that she had. And so she is, and she's also been at the State House. So she is an incredible representative about some of the changes that can happen when people get into the PACE program. If you do come in toward the building, we can show you information about that. She's not always typical of that, but she's a good person to show that this type of thing can happen. You know, she had high blood pressure. She was overweight. She had cataracts. She had dental issues. She had hearing problems. I mean, everything in the check mark went down. And so she was got extraordinary care and was really able to start thriving as a result of this program.
That is amazing. I think sometimes people assume that, oh, you're getting older, so some of these things, your health is going to decline in different areas, and it's just, it is what it is. But that's not the case.
Right.
With the proper help and just being around people and having people help you, you can change a lot of things.
Well, and
for the positive.
When you ask people who wants to go to a nursing home or hospital, nobody raises their hand.
Right.
So
yes,
we all want to be at home, you know, being taken care of as long as we can. And we also contract with different assisted livings and nursing homes. So people who are in the program get their care through end of life, which is also a wonderful aspect that they're not having to think about what they're going to be doing.
Absolutely.
They get that care as long as they qualify medically and financially for the program.
And they have a team behind them that can give referrals or make recommendations, a team that they trust.
Exactly, yes. And they get, you know, all of their specialized care. We contract with hospitals and different specialists in the area. So they get a coordinated care, really all of their coordinated care taken care of.
That's amazing.
It is pretty amazing. It is an amazing program, yes.
Can you give the contact information one more time?
Sure. So our location in Lowell is 166 Central Street. And the phone number to call for the PACE program, which would be all of the North Shore and the Merrimack Valley, is 877-803-5564.
Excellent.
And there's somebody there that can answer all the questions that you have and get set up appointments.
And if you don't have a pen handy right now, you can always contact the chamber as well, and we can refer you there.
Right. Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Do you have any good plans for the holidays?
It's going to be very quiet at our house, which we're very happy
about. I mean, you're out all the time. So
family's coming next weekend, so
perfect.
It'll be early holiday for
That's
us.
That's good.
Yes.
Awesome. You're all decorated?
No.
No. I don't even have my tree yet. I do have decorations up, but I need to get that tree.
I'm late this year. Yeah.
But then you can just leave it up longer.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Right. For February.
There we go. I like it.
Turn it into a Valentine's tree.
It's true. Well, you know, we did put the tree up, and I said to my husband, it's a shame we have to take it down because it's so beautiful to see it outside
on
the lights. It's gorgeous this time of year.
Yeah. So fun. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure, Dot and Danielle.
Yes.
Always a pleasure to
see
you.
And come on anytime you want. You're always welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning into Chamber Chat. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back. You're listening to Chamber Chat on 980 WCAP, where
everybody gets it.